What's going on, people? It's your boy Corey and my man Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Tomorrow Isle, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative dreams? I'm Corey. That's Kirk. And we got a special guest in the studio today. We got Hot Music, the face of Hot Music, the voice of Hot Music, the music of Hot Music, the people's choice, Delano Furtado. What's going on, baby?
Hey, and my cousin. What's going on, everybody? Yeah. What's going on? Name's Delano Furtado, and I own Hot Music. And
yeah, buddy.
All right. Let's do this thing.
Hot Music, first of all, where can people find you, Delano, if they want to get in touch with you?
No, people's choice. You address them by the people's choice.
Excuse me.
Like, that's not your name.
You get slimed and all that shit?
Oh my god, yeah. No, it's hot. It's you can find me at Delano Music, DelanoMuzik. It's my at for Instagram. And also on Facebook and Hot Music. There's a link for that on there as well. But I am a DJ. I'm Corey's cousin. And yeah, I figure more or less I'll like give you guys like a nice little background about me, little fresh details on how I got here. So let's do it.
For sure.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's hear it from the very beginning.
All right. Back in the day, sometime in 91, my mom and dad decided to conceive a child.
You're definitely related to the cross days. Because this sounds very much like Dr. Brandon's thank you speech, the great conceiver speech that he gave at his graduation party.
Yeah.
It's a legendary tale.
Definitely. Yeah. So, No, I was born in Kingston, Jamaica, in March 11, 1992. Came up here in 1995 to New York. And, been hopping back and forth, stayed in the U.S. And ended up going to college out in Pittsburgh, New York. Went to Nazareth College. Yeah, I didn't even know Corey went there, too.
Yeah, Golden Flyers.
Yeah, it was really cool. So, yeah, I think we only hung out like two or three times my freshman year, your sophomore year.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if we hung out at all freshman year.
I seen you.
Your freshman year. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think I saw him once, maybe.
And you were like, whoa, is Michael Jai White here?
Yeah, Michael Jai White, a.k.a. my cousin. He's here. We have pictures for proof. This is the Michael Jai White, the real one.
That's gonna be the cover art.
Hell yeah,
for this episode. Cover art.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, man. So like,
we should get him on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't tell the part.
So yeah. Then we decided to room that following
your sophomore year.
Sophomore year, your junior year, right?
Yeah, damn.
And it all started off with a bang.
Is that really where it all started, though?
You didn't all have any, started like... with a bang, bro. So, I got a DJ calling me right now. But I was DJing here and there in high school, doing like little private parties. I'm not gonna lie, sneaking out the house and doing some stuff that I shouldn't have been doing. Not anything illegal, but you know, just DJing because I liked it. And then, throughout my freshman year, I was like, man, I should get back into it. But my sophomore year, that's when things hit the fan. So like, in a good way.
Yeah, I was like, you know that phrase goes.
In a good way, yeah. So I hit sophomore year, right?
Yeah.
I gotta have some fun. I buy a DJ light. You gotta remember this.
Yeah, I remember this
shit. So I buy a DJ light for the room. I'm just like, man, I gotta throw some parties in the room. So I just blast some fucking music in a room, throw on the DJ light, sound sensitive, lights going crazy. I just leave. Corey shows up later.
And moving day.
Yeah, moving day. I show up to the room and Corey's like, man, my mom, we open up the door. My mom's like, oh, you tell it, man. You tell it. You're the man.
Because they knew that I was going to be rooming with you. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, cool, moving day, whatever like that. You know, we're going to see Delano, whatever, you know, the usual. Oh, my God. We open up the room. It's like my mom and dad with me. And it's just DJ lights going boom, boom, boom. Music just stomping and all that stuff.
Smoke my mom's machine. Like, oh,
yeah. My mom's just like, oh, this is the party room. I'm like, oh, boy, what have I signed up for?
There are girls everywhere.
Oh, man, that was later on in the year.
Yeah, later on. Yeah, man, we actually had, like, little mini parties in the room.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. It was we had, like, two TVs in our room, too.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
That was a fun room. It was a fun room. We had a good time. So, like, so basically, I gotta just turn off the damn phone. But basically, Corey, so I think second semester, Corey's like, Delano, you gotta go to Dayglow. I'm like, what the
hell? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was this paint party. He's like, man, you gotta fucking go. It's gonna be a great time. And I'm just like, nah, I'm not gonna go. Whatever, dude. I'm just gonna chill out. And he's like, no, man, you should go. 2 weeks goes by, still bothering me about it. And then like the final,
I'll bother you about it.
Yeah.
Double down. Okay, cool.
Double down, yo, man. He kept on pushing it for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm like, all right, man. All right, I'll show up. The Wednesday, I bought the ticket, and I swear to God, that moment in my life has, like, I'm where I am right now as far as DJing and everything, as far as traveling, is because of that moment. If I had not gone to that trip, I mean, I've gone to that party, I would never have gone to Ibiza, Brazil, anything.
For real.
Honestly, that's why I'm like, yo, honestly, I thank you for making me do that shit. So I go, and I'm like, all right, man, it should be fun.
Change my life.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm like doing small time little house parties every now and again before that. And then I actually saw, like, yo, you could actually make it big with DJing. Shit, it's possible. It fucking blew my mind. So, like, after that, you know, after that year, I just start somehow. I got in touch with a couple people and started DJing downtown.
Well, before that, you did one or two mixers, right?
Oh, maybe.
That's cool.
Maybe. Yeah. I think I did. I forgot about that. Yeah, but yeah, definitely that shit. It changed the game.
Yeah.
It changed the game for me. Yeah, man. I reached out to, who did I reach out to? DJ Justin. Never forget. I actually texted him this morning. But, I'm like, I sent them an email immediately. I'm like, yo, I like your shit. You used to go to Heat all the time. And I'm like, I don't know how. I like your stuff. I would love to DJ with you one day, blah, blah, blah. Like a week later, I get a reply. He's like, yeah, man, yo, just come down tonight. Here's my number. Let's do it. I show up and, the guy gives me, you know, he just takes me in immediately. But what was so cool about it, he's like, yo, you're the only person to ever send me an email and be like, yo, I like your shit. I want a DJ. He's like, that's so odd. Like, nobody does that. Only you.
Yeah.
To this day, he'll say that. Yeah, to this day, he'll be like, yeah, he's the only one. He's the only one. It was so, I'm like, I thought it was just something simple, though. I'm like, why not? Let's try it. So, I mean,
Yeah,
I figure I always tell people, man, just do the thing that people wouldn't expect you to do.
All right.
Just send the email out.
Simple. What year was that, too?
I think that was, all right. So that was 2011. That was 2011. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think the email game was as strong back then.
Yeah,
I think it's still kind of on the come up a little bit.
Yeah, it's still like, you know, I've been underestimating it too, and that shit, and that's how I got my big name. So like, yeah, I can't even say it's a big name, but that's how I got my starting with mm-hmm. DJing, basically. So yeah, man. So yeah, I fucking showed up, started DJing. I was horrible. My first gig, I showed up with 2 different shoes. Had you pick up one of my shoes, drop it off. Yeah, man, I was nervous as hell, bro. Yeah, man, like, yo, this is big leagues. It's not even that bad. But like, yeah, man, it was like, it was intimidating. I'm like, shit, I'm DJing at Grotto. Fuck.
Oh God, Grotto.
I don't know what the hell. I was nervous, man. Showed up with 2 different shoes, man. What type of bullshit is that? So yeah, Corey comes, picks up my shoe, drops it off, man. It was so bad. It was so bad.
That happened? I do that?
Yeah, man. Yo, what? You don't understand. Yo,
I was a black guy.
Yeah. Some shit happened to me, man. Oh my God. Yeah.
Do you remember going? Oh, okay. Wow, I had to like pull back my memory banks for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember being at Grotto, and I remember like this. I hate this place.
Yeah. Like,
so much.
Shout out to Grotto.
Yeah, shout out to Grotto, man.
It's not even alive anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
It's like 5 different places.
Yeah, it's a bunch of places now. It's actually a fancy restaurant now. Restaurant.
Oh, like, is it?
Yeah. Really wow. Classy, but
yeah. It's across from.
I got my start there, and it was all up and downhill from there, but now it's on the up again.
That's good. So, yeah. You know, besides showing up with 2 different shoes, what made that first gig horrible? Like,
oh, my God. I was just nervous up my ass, man. Jeez. It's my first time. They're like, all right, you're going to have to learn how to DJ on CDJs, and I had a controller with this like little tiny shitty controller without a sound card. I was just mixing with by ear. So actually it helped me learn how to become a good DJ because I had to mix by ear. I couldn't use headphones and whatnot, no sync button. I just had to do my thing. So I got better at DJing because of it. And I learned how to DJ in the early 2000s, but I like actually took it serious around 2011 when I started DJing at the clubs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, what? I guess, what got you into it in the first place? Like, what generated that interest to even learn? You know, when you were in high school.
Interest started, and it's so cheesy. Interest started back in '99 with Daft Punk. With a One More Time video, I was like, man, you know, I liked anime back then. I'm like, wow. I fucking love this music video. So Diamond Gorillaz, I was like, man, I'm a kid. I'm like, shit, man, it's cartoons. I could listen to music while watching cartoons too. Shit, this is awesome. I love the visuals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then the music was like, yo, this is sick. I never hear this stuff else. I mean, like, that was when MTV actually had music, you know?
Right.
So,
they actually earned their name.
Exactly.
They not actually, just pregnancy and fucking catfishing people.
It was actually music TV, not bullshit. So I don't know, just all of that stuff and more just cultivated into me loving music. And then, you know, every night Dad would just turn on the radio. I had to listen to songs all night long, helped me fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really contributed to like my ear on how to pick out good songs or what wasn't. Because I'd listen to different genres, and like as far as pop music goes, I could like pick out, I can tell you on the album what song will like immediately be the one that you should have as a single versus mm-hmm. something that you shouldn't, you know. I don't know how to describe it. Like, people that hear me play like house and techno, they're like, damn, dude, you got some good tracks. They're like, all your tracks are good. I'm like, yeah, I can't help it. This is just what I like. my dad sing like sort of like conditioned me to make me know what's good and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
No.
Definitely having like that kind of that ear for it and all that stuff. So I remember it's maybe like a few times I'd like either be with you or like you'd be making like a mix and like you're kind of like showing me how it works. And I still don't know how to do it because like I'm not in it, but it's like I'm just like oh yeah, I'm like but
yeah,
but certain tracks that you have in certain order and what you can like mix in and all that stuff is it's definitely an art.
So some people are like, oh man, you're just pressing buttons or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm pressing buttons, but you gotta actually like do it. Like, I don't want to throw them under the bus, but your friend. One day, remember when I DJ'd, what was it? Party in the Park?
Party in the Park.
With Brian?
And he said, oh my God, were we?
Yeah. He said he could DJ. He said, I was like, oh, it's so
dude, yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll do it. I was like, you could do it right now.
So man. Oh, wow. Like, yeah, I'm on like a Jimmy Neutron brain blast right now. Like,
yeah,
I'm so
sorry, Mr. Tillman. I'm throwing you under the bus right now. You're a good man.
Oh my God.
For the folks at home that don't know, Delano and Brian have a fierce rivalry, like King Kong and Godzilla.
Like, oh no. He goes away. We're going to have a rebuttal episode for Brian now.
Yes.
He's a different man now, but like I'm pretty sure he'll still argue with you.
Brian? No.
Wow.
Brian
Till. That was amazing. I know, Brian, I love you, dog, but like, I know that like Delano definitely brings out the not so zen Brian.
It's because I know how to push his buttons. I really do know how to push his buttons.
Yeah. It's those DJ skills. You know?
Yeah, so basically, gist of the story is he thought DJing was easy. I let him use my decks. He failed miserably.
Just walked a bunch of people at Party in the Park.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It was after I took him. Mm. We went back to your apartment.
The
embarrassment ensued.
Yeah.
But it's all good, man. I love Brian.
That's awesome.
I love him to death, man. I love him to death. He's a good guy.
I think it's our first guest rivalry.
This is great. Perfect. I love it.
I'm gonna have both of you on at some point and just do a fucking DJ battle.
Oh my God. he knows he's like Delano just always pushes his buttons. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, man. I mean, all right. So, like, let's fast forward to after college. So, DJing in college was cool though, because like I got to go to a lot of bars that I was under 21 for and get in. So, it was great. Yeah. And then we start in my travel adventures. So I right after college, well, sophomore year, I was like, you know what? I want to fucking travel. I swear I could have dropped out of college and would have known what the hell I wanted to do after sophomore year, but figured more or less I already reached halfway through. Let's finish it. Mm-hmm. So, I graduated and I packed stuff, saved up, and went to Ibiza.
Yeah, man.
So, man, that was one hell of a trip, man. That was another like turning point in my life. Because I swear, if anyone's watching this and you're into marketing, go to Ibiza. I've never seen marketing like that in my life, from the girls and guys walking on the beach, advertisement, billboards. There's advertisement in the airport, on the outside on the airport, on the ramp, about the nightclubs. And then I was showing Corey one day, there's fucking... You got these stores. A nightclub has stores dedicated to their stuff. Like, if you have a great party, suppose you have a really nice, like, weekly party, you have a store. You can buy store, like the Music On store that Marco Carolla has.
And you have to, And you have to kind of emphasize that it's a brick and mortar, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's,
not, it's not just like an online store.
No, yeah. Yeah, like it's a brick and mortar. Yeah.
So like, is it, branded? Is it like branded clothes? Like, is it just like the, like tapes and records and shit of the music that they're playing? Like what's, flesh it out for me here.
It's branded clothes. Actually, look this up. Go to Google and type in Pacha store. P-A-C-H-A store.
Pacha.
Yeah.
Pacha store.
That's like the oldest nightclub in Ibiza. All
right. Pacha shop Ibiza. Yeah. Couple of cherries.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. they sell kids stuff?
Yeah. It's a fucking business, man. I'm telling you, they're making millions of dollars every week.
What the hell?
Yeah,
go to images. Go to images.
Hold on, I'm pulling up the store right now.
Yeah, that's the online store. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm going through a beast. I'm like, wait, these nightclubs have stores? Like, what the heck is this? And it's not just one store. It's like multiple stores for one club.
Good Lord.
And again, if you have a really good night and like, people really love your shit. Yeah, you can have a real brick and mortar store for your night. So I'm like, this is possible.
Yeah.
They sell DJ products.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get CDs, some stuff. Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like an online store. Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound too crazy. And he's like, no, like a brick and mortar store. Like, you walk into that shit.
Yeah. And they even have an outlet.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
crazy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, but isn't that like also fucking awesome too?
I know. Like you're thinking about like, wow, you could really, home? Yeah, that's a motorcycle. Yeah.
Shit.
This shit's wild.
Yeah, man. You could like go to Google Images and see a store there.
And Yeah.
Like, you're like, what in the world? Yeah, they have, that's actually very famous.
Their perfume?
Yeah,
that's wild. Yeah,
their perfume is well known. It's wild, yeah. We know a couple girls that have it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been to that club. They're like, oh, my God, it's a club?
It's like, yes,
yes, there you go. Those are the stores.
Wow, that's, yeah.
That's nut.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Multiple locations.
Yes. Multiple spots on the island. Yep.
And it's interesting to see that because like I never, bro, when you told me that I was just like, huh? I was like, oh, okay. And I was just like, oh, like there's, like I said, there's, you can walk into like,
yeah,
and different that's just stores.
One. Yeah,
and that's just one club.
That's just one club.
Yeah.
And again, some DJs, if they're really good and have a strong following, they have their own store.
Yeah.
It's insane. So yeah, it was like a wake up call. I'm like, man, I can really do it. I can fucking do this thing. Like, it's possible to make money out there. And I was meeting like no name DJs out there. Like, yeah, I'm making 60K a year. Like, what?
Just straight DJ.
Yeah, I feel like Europe is like way more accepted. I mean, they accept a lot more stuff, you know? It's like a sponge over there, man. They're like, oh, we just want to soak up culture and appreciate it. I mean, that's why a lot of Black jazz and blues artists went to England because they can make success over there, but they can't do it over here. It's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the US with certain things. Like, it's just very difficult. But then you can go anywhere else and they just embrace you.
Yeah. Location.
Exactly. So like, yeah, I just went ham and just traveled the world for like 7 years. Up until quarantine.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, I just
stopping point for everybody.
Yeah, found my happy place in Spain and Brazil, and yeah.
So while you were traveling, were you just traveling, or were you also like, did you book some shows? Were you doing some like small shows and stuff like that?
So I did a small show in Ibiza. That was like spontaneous. One day I just like, let me just take my DJ equipment out there. You know, I know a couple people on the island. They might help me out. Let's see what happens. And So be it. There was like this spontaneous house party there. And yeah, I just went in there and did my thing. It was surreal. I'm like, holy crap. Fucking DJing at some villa. I'm like, crap. Yeah, it was surreal, man. I mean, I DJed out in San Diego a couple times.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I was exposed to a lot of stuff. You know?
You gotta be careful what you how you say that on this show. And,
yeah, you know, what does that mean exactly?
So yeah, man. I mean, I see how all of these artists and just celebrities in general get caught up in the whole glitz and glam of the, you know, woman. And yeah, it's so much stuff out there, and some of them will try to trap you. You know,
yeah.
It's one thing. When I've been offered a blowjob just to get backstage, I'm like, I'm not nobody, hon. I've never been here before. And you're, what the heck? Yeah. It's crazy, yo. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's a lot of drugs, man. I won't date a model, one of those European models. It'll be very hard for me to date one. I mean, at least the ones that I met, like, they're doing a lot of cocaine. They ate like shit. But like they knew how to work off the fat and everything, and man, they're champs. I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna tell you some stuff, bro. Yeah, man. It was insane. I was like close to madness.
I feel like something that could be saved for bonus bullshit. For yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
Delano Triple X.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, man. No, my dad cannot listen to that one.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Not safe for Fitzroy episode.
Not safe for Fitzroy at all, man.
At all. What in the world did this guy do? No, I didn't do anything. Yeah. I just watched him like, wow. I'm going to avoid that because if I ever make it big, they're going to bring that back up. And yeah, that's going to be the end of me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I just go in the mindset of whenever I go DJing. Like, man, I've had some crazy shit happen. Even in Rochester, remember when, a couple years ago I was DJing at I'm not gonna say the place, but I was doing a New Year's Eve party. This girl's like reaching in my pants. She's like, "I need you to play this song for me, hun." I'm like, "What?" I'm in the middle of a mix.
Straight up.
Come on. Oh, yeah, man. Dude, they're savages. They're savages, bro. I thought I was bad.
Thirsty women.
Thirsty, thirsty man. For songs. When you got a little status and you're looked at as somewhat important at the venue, oh, yeah, they'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do anything. Yeah. So stay away from industry women, people. Stay away from them. They're dangerous. Yes. That's my rule, man.
That's fair. Go.
Make sure you make a sign or a shirt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a specific name for industry groupies?
Yeah. Was it just groupies?
Groupies?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Groupies, I guess, or like.
That's fair. Yeah.
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 This is a dumb question on my part. Whoops.
Oh no, it's good, man. Everyone has one.
I'm sure they got a name out there, like. You got the cops out there. They call the girls that always hunt on cops a lot. Lizards or like badge lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lizards?
Yeah, they call them badge lizards, man.
Gross.
Bass lizards?
Badge. Lizards. Like they're after the
badge lizards. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Reptiles.
Yeah,
yeah. Reptiles for justice.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I'm foolish like that.
I know.
Damn.
That's wild.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, man. But yeah, I've just been exposed to a lot of stuff. But you know what's funny, right? So I'm having all this fun abroad and whatnot. And this goes, and I come back, you know, I DJ abroad. I get opportunities. I have opportunities in Brazil potentially. And people are definitely willing to help me. And then I come back here to good old Rock.
Real good kid.
And I swear, it's harder, man. It's difficult in this city. I mean,
yeah.
I used to complain about it, but you know what? I just suck it up because it eventually worked in my favor because, like, Rochester is a tough market. It's a tough market. I've always said if you can make it in Rochester, you probably make it anywhere. It's not even a problem. You can make it anywhere. Like, yeah. New York City is not that hard because there's plenty of people to network with. Rochester, all right, you got a certain amount of people. Let's call it what it is. It's clicky, but you got to be respectful, man. You got to be respectful. Treat other with kindness. That's what I do, and I'm happy. And I've always had a chance to DJ at places that I always wanted to, hence Revelry. And in the public market at Cure and the Yard. So it's great. But yeah, man, it's a tough market. And always kind of, I remember like 5 years ago, always bothered me. I'm like, why am I having such a hard time breaking in with certain groups? But I guess it is what it is. They just don't want to like share, which I understand because again, the market isn't that big, but you know, there comes a point that I'm like, you know, what happens if suppose I become a big time DJ next year? What happens then? You'd be like, oh, you wanted it? I'm like, no, you never gave me that opportunity.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's like a
certain
point where that territoriality like bites people.
Yeah, man. And I'm always looking to help people out and sheesh, man. I mean, as long as you're good, I'm not gonna just put some random person on and they just
Brian Chilman.
Yeah. Oh God. No, I won't do that to Brian. I won't do that to Brian.
His ears gotta be Brian burning right me. Now, man.
It wasn't me, Brian.
His ears aren't burning. It's the first week out of quarantine in Montreal.
There's stuff to do.
He's unconscious somewhere right now.
And you know Brian's
I gotta check it on him.
Yeah, and you know Brian's like that fucking Delano. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he will be. He especially he's eating his fancy cheeses and some of his wine. He's gonna listen to this episode and he's gonna revert back to Rockstar Brian. I'm like, there he is. There he is.
He's gonna spit his wine across his apartment.
I've been waiting on this episode, god damn it. Like
his beret is askew.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, this guy.
Oh my god. All at his expense right now. Oh geez. He's gonna he'll be mad at me, but he'll be way more mad at you though.
We're gonna get it during Yoga with the Boys this week, I'm sure.
Oh, we definitely will.
Yeah.
I feel like I should like kind of do damage control ahead of time. Be like, hey, we kind of talked about you a little bit on the podcast.
I'm like, Brian, I was nice. I was not mean at all.
Just telling a true story. That's all.
Oh no! Oh, man. Damn boy.
Oh boy. Yeah, man. So like,
wow.
Yeah. So I. what was I getting at? No, basically in Rochester.
Kindness and respect. I think that's the last thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
Especially your good friends.
But yeah, in Rochester, I honestly, certain times I feel like an outsider here because like I don't really associate with anyone because I've seen like the bad riffs certain people can have between organizations and then it hinders them from growth. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a stand back, stay off. You know, I'm just going to do my own thing. And actually worked out because I got to make a name for myself.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, I'm not really associated with any group. That's why I created Hot Music.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, you know what? I'm going to be pumping out mixes often. I was doing it weekly and I stopped. For years, I was just doing them every now and again, and then I don't know, something just triggered. I guess quarantine triggered a lot of things for me, man. So,
yeah,
I started putting up the weekly mixes again, besides this week because we had technical difficulties. It was a pain.
What happened?
Internet plugs missing, plugs recovered, more internet issues. So, I'm just like,
ugh.
Yeah, bad wires in the backyard. So
that sucks.
Yeah, Spectrum had to come over and fix everything, but we're all good now, right?
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, so like I was just like, you know what? To make an impact and stand out, I'm gonna put out every mix. I'm gonna put out a mix every week, and I've been doing that. And they have been noticing, because a lot of people, I'm sure you have seen it, a lot of people have fell off during quarantine because they just became too lazy, and they're not ready for the after. So I'm just like, nope, I'm gonna do one every week. I'm gonna go hard no matter what, man. And thankfully it's been I've been getting noticed. But like back to like the 5 years ago, I stayed away from a lot of people, and it worked out because I got to start DJing at Cure. And most of the gigs I've gotten have been just me walking into a place and cutting the middleman off. I usually either talk to the manager or the owner. I'm like, straight up, like, this is what I want. I mean, this is what I do. Is this product good for you? Because I will not work at a place. I will not DJ at a place that I don't fit. You know, granted, I had an issue with another location that I thought I would fit, and the owner wasn't too much of a fan of me, but I'm better for it because I got out of it. I don't have to deal with them. And it's great. But yeah, man, I mean, going my way, being respectful towards others, and just doing my own thing, I've gotten to DJ a lot more than the people that used to sort of be like the gatekeepers to the nightlife, you know?
Right.
They ended up not even DJing that much anymore. I'm not sure if they weren't passionate about it, probably that, but I actually have had more opportunity to DJ than a lot of the guys that were ahead of me, just like, oh yeah, well, we'll see if we could fit you in here or there, you know. So I guess, you know, come full circle.
Making those opportunities for yourself, creating the space for yourself because it didn't exist.
Exactly, yeah. Man. I mean, the ones I'm most proud of is hands down Cure and Rivalry.
Yeah.
Rivalry is my favorite bar.
I don't know if I ever ate there.
Oh, man. It's
first good, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's
expensive. And that, too.
Yeah, but I don't know. Something about that bar, I'm just like, I love this place. And then Cure is such a chill vibe. So, like, when I got those two spots, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm cherishing both of these places. Like, sheesh, man. I was so happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I know, like we were talking all that stuff, and like I kind of hear the ups and downs that were going on.
Yeah,
and, you know, try to give you some advice on stuff too, and as well.
I'm so, you know what, quarantine was like a blessing in disguise because like it proved to everybody who was really into it and who wasn't.
Yeah,
and I'm here to stay, and they're like, well, I guess he is one of the real ones, you know. So. There, but yeah, man, like it's been a lot of ups and downs because I saw the finish line in Ibiza, but I didn't know how to get there. And I was trying certain things. Maybe I'll join this crew. Nope, that didn't work. They have bad rapport with a bigger crew. All right, let me do stuff on my own. All right, this isn't gonna work. And then like quarantine, I got in contact with a couple DJs that I actually respect. I mean, well, I can't say I actually respect because I respect everybody, but
like
Brian would say otherwise.
Oh, I respect everybody, Brian. Don't worry, Mr. Tillman. But I actually got in contact with like DJs that like had the same mindset as me. And I'm in a good position now. I think it can grow. Granted, they have their brand too, but we can use each other to work together and like build something big, man. And and what was weird about it is that they're like, hell yeah, we see you have your brand, let's do it. I'm like, what? Usually they're like, no, it's either my way or the highway. No, they just want to like let's collab. It's so odd. First time. And I've been in that scene for years now, and just first time I've actually had a chance to collab with people. So I've been taking this opportunity, hence Hot Music. Created Hot Music as I just needed a brand. I didn't know what to call it. I was like, I like Hot Music. This solo song called Hot Music. You probably heard it before, but
I don't know.
It's a famous beat from the 90s. So like, yeah, I was like, man, I like that song. Let me just twist it up a bit and call it Hot Music. Change up the letters and everything. Mm-hmm. And I thought the name was cheesy for a bit, but I couldn't come up with anything else. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna stick with this.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're going through your identity phase.
I know. it took so long to accept that it is what it is, man. And this is like, I am Hot Music. Whatever someone like says, that's me. So like, yeah, I stuck with it. And so I have my plans to build it up. I'm trying to do the opposite of what people do. Usually they're like, all right, the music's going to take me there. No, I'm going to like make Hot Music brand be the launch pad for Delano as the DJ, you know?
Right.
Kind of put the work out there and then they discover the man behind it.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into too much detail on what I'm going to do.
For sure.
Yeah.
So when you put your mixes together, do you go and like dig through crates of records? Like what's the process there? What does that look like for you?
My process is this. I practice every day prior to doing a mix, just with random songs.
Mm-hmm.
And literally it's all about what I feel. I don't plan any mix. I refuse to plan a mix. I tried to do it once and it didn't work out well at all. It just sounded horrible. So I just deleted it free, just did it by free and it worked out perfect. So I don't plan any mix.
Gotcha.
So yeah. So you kind of, so you kind of like pick it up by feeling.
Yeah.
Rather than being like, oh, well, if I put this in this numerical order or like alphabetical order, then.
Yeah.
And see, this will people, work out fine.
Yeah. See, people are like, man, you should like most DJs typically, if they don't record the set live, they'll make a set playlist. Then they'll edit the mix to make it sound as clean as possible. With me, I just hit record and I DJ as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because my first trip to California, I go out there and my friend, he's one of my mentors, Jesse. And he's like, hey, Delano, before you start DJing here, you got to remember one thing. These guys don't make mistakes. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, they don't make mistakes at all. You might hear one mistake throughout the whole night. I'm like, what? And it made me like nervous. I'm like, crap, man, I really got to step my game up. So like, sheesh. Yeah. Yeah, man, I just went right to, like, I went back to a studio to start DJing. I had to, like, hone my craft quick. Because I know I can DJ without mistakes, but I'm like, I can't make any mistakes. Like, wow.
Not one.
Yeah, I'm like, sheesh. And they really don't make mistakes. He was right. Every show we went to, it was not one mistake. Everybody was flawless.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's
except for Purple Disco Machine.
Well, it's like think about it too. It's like you could almost pick up disco on
machine.
Yeah.
Purple. Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
What the hell's Purple Disco?
Oh, he's a famous producer, but I wasn't too impressed with his DJing.
Damn.
Maybe he got better, but like, no, he's an excellent producer. I just don't think he's that good of a DJ. But excellent producer. Excellent producer. Fire. Phenomenal producer.
Yeah. But yeah. But like that planned set. Like, I remember, working a concert security for like 5-6 years in Rochester. And like, I know like on our hip hop nights, it'd be like, just, there'd always be like that planned set that same thing. And like, people go crazy for it. And it's probably like the time of night that like people were just so drunk that they're just whatever, anything playing was cool. But there's something nice about, and even still, it's like you got customers coming in. Maybe they've never heard you like have a set before, but it's like if they do go to that same spot, it's like, oh my God, every set is different. Like every mix is different. Yeah. Like, you know, you're like, whoa, I didn't expect this. And it's just kind of like that going off of that feeling, like you're kind of mixing the way that you would, you know, like you talk about the way you'd want to be when you're like at the club or whatever. Like,
yeah.
You want to hear like some interesting stuff. Like, you don't want to hear like just the same thing people are playing over and over again.
Yeah. In defense to those artists, like hip hop artists and most bands, like I could only imagine how difficult it may be to just free ball a fucking set. It must be difficult as hell to do it. I know like most bands have a set. Like occasionally you'll run into like a band like Fish. That they're so insane that they'll just jam out and do whatever. It's phenomenal.
I've worked a couple of those shows.
But like, yeah, I mean, that's what I like about DJing. It gives me a freedom to do whatever I want because I can control the crowd. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh yeah, you got to go by what the crowd is. But like, when it comes on to like, when you're doing a show and it's for you, and they're coming for you, you can control them. You can control their feelings. Like, for instance, I'll give you, like, DJing a bar or a nightclub 101. Typical. So, if you want to DJ a bar, what I recommend everybody do, I do 20-minute intervals. 20-minute intervals, and sometimes I'll do 20, 10 minute, 20. So, you want to go hard for 20. Then for 10 to 20 minutes, you want to go soft so they can actually hear the bartender and talk to the bartender so they can make purchase stuff at the bar. So make money, go hard again, soft, hard, soft. It's like, you know, got to control the love. A lot of people wouldn't even think of that. A lot of people wouldn't even think about that. Also, like for like electronic music now, like me, I'm a house DJ, techno DJ. I'll like increase the BPMs to like make people get like move faster, and then slower. Like Armin van Buuren, I believe he goes up and down, which is very unique. A lot of DJs just go bottom up, and then when the set's ready, they'll go down. But he goes up and down because he likes to just mess with everyone's emotions in a good way. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, man. I mean, you could really manipulate how people are on dance floor. It's really cool.
That's wild.
So you control the environment, like, but you're also being respectful of like the bar staff and like the security and all that stuff. It's like, okay, we need a little bit of a rest, or like, hey,
exactly.
People are probably getting thirsty. Like, they need to go get some drinks, or like they're feeling it. They gotta get some drinks. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
Like, you don't want to get people too riled up. Like, I know right now in quarantine, a lot of DJs have been going through this because they'll go too hard and then the people are getting, like, excited and they're like, yo, you got to calm down because people are starting to dance. They weren't supposed to dance because, I don't know, they can't spread the COVID. But, yeah, now things are, like, getting back to normal. Then you can just have fun, whatever. But, yeah, it actually really messes with people, man. Like, it surprised me when I first, like, when I got good at bars. Oh, man. I was just like, man, I could just screw around with this whole place with the music. I mean, that's how I look at it. Some people just like, oh, man, it's just music. But I'm like, no, I'm, like, manipulating.
No.
DX, that. And I'll just, like, read people, like, so-and-so's tapping. Typically, like, for top 40 music, I look at the girls first just to make sure they're, like, dancing. If the girls are having fun, the guys are going to be like, yeah, the girls are having fun there. I want to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep.
Simple as that, yeah. Typical, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I sort of feel like a natural at it at times because, I'll be honest, it didn't take me too long to, like, build upon like becoming a DJ. It didn't take me long to learn how to mix at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably like 1 week or if that.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Just have that ear.
Yeah, it just I learned how to mix like songs in between just 1 week, and I remember my one of these DJs I was working with. He's like, "Oh man, for you to learn how to beat match, it's gonna take like a month." And then I was like, "Beat match, okay, let me do it." All right, 2 hours later, yeah, I can do this now. All right, what's next?
That's wild.
I listened I think about last year or so, I was listening to some of those mixes that you were making. Mm-hmm. But even still, it's just like, yeah, I mean, Don's got a really like good ear. Like, just, you know, it's almost seamless at times of like the thing, you know, how it just flows in and stuff. Yeah, and you're not even thinking about like, oh yeah, someone like made this or whatever like that. It's just, you know, it's almost like good design where it doesn't look like it was made or manufactured. It looks like it's always just been there.
Yeah. So, like the objective is to make the mix look like blend. You want to make two songs sound like one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can make two songs sound like one, then you're doing a good job.
That's awesome. I
mean, obviously, with hip hop music, you could have some fun. That's when you throw some real flavor in there, put a scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
they have all the fun. That's what I say. Hip hop DJs have all the fun.
Let the beat drop.
They can do anything. They can do anything, man. It's crazy.
Throw some sweet samples in there, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. It must be like thinking about what you're saying, like matching beats and just that seamless flow. I remember how excited I was, like, just, you know, making playlists and stuff. Yeah. And then you find two songs that like. You decrease the whatever the hell it is, the fade between two songs on Spotify, and you're like, oh, these flow together perfect. And you're like, somebody's got to hear this. I got to play this for somebody.
Yeah.
Like,
that's going to be pretty cool just to be able to like do that as organically as you do.
Yeah. It's awesome. That happened on my phone the other day. It's like just on shuffle, and two songs just literally just. Like the ending of one like led into the other one perfectly, and I was like, damn, like he's like not even that related, but it's just like, oh shit. Yeah, man. It gives you that feeling of like, yo, I could be a DJ.
No, I used to do that all the time, like in high school, making CDs for my car. Yeah, that's how old we are, right? CDs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Let's make it like,
oh yeah, I still got CDs in my car.
Yeah,
like one or two.
Hell yeah, man. So I had like some CDs for the car, and I just like make playlists all the time. I think even in my prom photo, I got the CD that I made for the prom.
Nice.
Yeah,
fucking like, just throwing in it. I mean, it was always meant to be. It was meant to be that I was supposed to be a DJ.
So,
yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Here we are. Hell yeah, man. But yeah, like, oh, now I can get to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, right? Maybe it was,
a few days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I did not realize. So, hear me out. I'm DJing at Rubbery, Cure. I've DJed at most of the bars on East Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Which is our like nightlife district in Rochester, and this whole time I'm just doing my thing, whatever. I just made my own way into these places, and it is what it is. So I have a DJ retreat amongst several other DJs, and sitting there, and then it's one guy, DJ CJ Mills, right? He hits me up. He's like, we're all talking, sharing stories. And he's like, you know, you do realize that you're one of the only black guys in Rochester that have ever DJed on East Staff. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to understand, man. Our family's family's diverse as hell. Like, we got Asians, white, black, it don't matter. So I'm like, I don't know. I never really paid attention to color.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized that one of the few black people to DJ on these staff. I'm like, crap, he's right. He's like, who the hell DJs at Revelry? Nobody does. That's like a hard gig to lock down. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, man. All I did was get a text and they're like, come by. And now I've been there for a while. Like, I don't know what to tell them. So like, yeah, man, it really like made me sit back and look. He's like, yeah, man, it's hard. But I'm like, honestly, I really like thought, I'm like, yeah, it may be tough to get in, but my thing is this, and it goes back to what I said before. I only DJ at places that I will fit. I refuse to DJ at a Latin club because I know I'm not gonna give the customers what they want. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna do a disservice to the customers. I will never do that. I never want to put myself in a position that a club loses or a bar loses money because the DJ isn't doing his job for the customers.
Yeah.
So that's any place I've ever DJed, I know they want me because of my sound. And my thing is this. Yeah, there's a lot of people love hip hop. It's just like pop music now. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, I guess it kind of does like weave in there. Yeah.
But like as far as black DJs in Rochester, I feel like if you're gonna play like real hip hop down there, I mean you should play hip hop toward places that really want it. Mm-hmm. You'll find way more success. You're gonna find way long-term success, man. They'll send you, sheesh, man. Because trust me, I've been doing better when I avoided East Ave because there's a lot of politics that go on there. But
yeah,
I've been doing way better as a DJ. I've been healthier mindset-wise as a DJ as far as like playing just at Revelry or Cure every now and again, and doing weddings and you know, private events, you know. It's been way better for me for mentally. Sheesh, because you get sucked up into that college nightlife. And, oh, it's a headache, man. it really did shock me. I was just like, wow. I did not realize I was one of the few ones. And I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, besides DJ Ease, because he's big. Yeah, that's about it.
that's about it.
Yeah, maybe there's one other one, but no, that's me. It's just me.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, oh snap. Wow.
I know, and then you think about it, like, who have you seen besides me? Like, yeah.
I did. I thought about it, and like even like say like Monroe or whatever like that. You know, I remember Brian and I tried to get like a song requested, just like one song, and I was just like, nope. Yeah, they kind of had collectively decided to not play as much hip hop in certain spots.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of underlying stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. you know what it is? They know it's gonna bring in a crowd, but I guess, you know, the people that are in charge of the places don't want it there. But my thing is this, if you want money and you can just play that music, I mean, you can have a safe environment when playing hip hop, and
you can have a night.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's reached a point sometimes, man. One time I played the Ariana Grande song. It was just like a hip hop beat though, and yeah, I got yelled at for it. So I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Break up with your boyfriend. I got yelled at for it. Break up with your boyfriend. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Yeah. Ariana Grande.
Damn.
what are you going to do?
Yeah, what can you do over Ariana Grande, man? So, yeah. Again, I was like, tipping point. Let me move to somewhere else. Hit Cure. Do my thing at Revelry. Do my thing at the Yards every now and again and do private events that ultimately pay more. I'm happier. And guess what? Yeah. My name has gotten out even further now because of those events. Barely anybody knew me because of East Ave. So that's where I'm sticking to, man.
Hell yeah.
Sheesh, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Find that audience.
Exactly. It's weird though, because I would have never thought like those boutique places, you know, they're like very niche, very niche. Like, man, Revelry, sheesh, you're paying money and now people know me because of Revelry? Really? Wow. It's very odd. So like, yeah, I was talking to a DJ, 2 days ago, and I was telling him, like, you know what, you should hit up places that people don't think about, because it worked for me. It worked for me, man. And I've gotten to charge a lot more because of what, because of Revelry. And I did another party at a venue. I keep on forgetting where. It's a little bit before quarantine, but nevertheless, it's just helped me out long term, and I've built great relationships. And the thing is, you gotta just be respectful. Most people don't know how to, you know, it's easy to just tell people, hey, be respectful, and then they're like assholes to people. No. Mm-hmm. You gotta treat people like how you want to be treated, because there's plenty, I'm sure you've seen TVs and movies. There's actually people that are like Devil Wears Prada. That's real. That's real. That's real. It's real, man. It is real. You gotta treat people well, man. So, sheesh, that's my best advice for people. If you want to reach out and do anything in life now, just be respectful and kill them with kindness. Even if they're assholes, you kill them with kindness, eventually they're going to break.
Yeah.
They're going
to
break.
Wow, we didn't even have to ask them that question.
Yeah, man. Okay. Hell yeah, man.
That's great.
Yeah, man. But what would you like to know? Anything else?
I can't think of anything else right now, man. I feel like you covered all the bases really well, and I love this idea of you know you weren't finding success with the traditional routes. You're just, you know, fuck it, I'll do it myself.
The roadblocks. I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of roadblocks because I'm black. I mean, I hate to hold on to that. I fucking hate that.
Does it still not happen in this day and age?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I hate to hang on to it, but man, you know, they perceive me as something else. But I'm like, no, I'm not really like that. Yeah, play house music, and you're gonna get a good product out of me. But you just gotta trust me, you know. And lately, I swear, I don't know what it was. Maybe it's the mixes. Maybe people have heard about me, but they're like, you know what? This guy actually is bringing like good vibes around my venue. And I've been having more doors open, or more potential doors open. Like, I was talking to this owner of a venue recently, well, last night, and he was like, I went up to him. I'm like, what do you want from me? Honestly, like, what do you want from me to help your venue?
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody could play here, but like, what will help you? You know, I just want to be the right guy for you. And if I'm not the right guy, then I will walk away. And he really had like a real like sit down talk with me about it. And he's like, yeah, I'm definitely interested in like helping like you DJing here. And I'm sure you have great ideas. And he knows I've been persistent. You said it. So I'm like, you know, just gotta just sit down and not be an asshole. That's the problem with most people. They're assholes, man. They're assholes. I mean, there's a ton of place for everything. But
Was it Horizon Fun Effects? Is that where you're trying to DJ?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Or was it everything, man?
Hell yeah. What was the thing? What was the thing at Seabreeze that spun around? I can't think of that.
Oh man, a gyrosphere.
Yeah, the gyro. You could DJ this shit.
Dude, that would be sick. That would be sick. I'm not even gonna lie. I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, that would be so cool to have a DJ. Yeah. I don't even know if it exists anymore, but like,
hey, it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
just say you did it.
Yeah, just let me DJ the gyrosphere. You know what? If it still exists, I'm gonna reach out to Seabreeze.
You should.
Yeah,
that would be
fun.
Dude, please do it. The only reason I bring up Horizon is my girlfriend and I go skating at this place here in Denver on Wednesday nights, and the music just hasn't been that great recently.
Yeah,
like one or two songs, but a lot of it's like the same playlist every week.
They actually have a new adult skate spot in Rochester.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
somewhere off of, I forgot what, I think it's off of Lyle.
Rochester blowing up, man.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of like small things going on, but it's culminating to something fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's bring my rollerblades home with me, I guess.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Sheesh. It was funny too because I just found out about it. I was going to buy rollerblades last year, but I'm thinking about buying a pair this year.
Hell yeah.
Checking it out.
That'd be sick.
That's fun.
Yeah, I got to drop in one of these days.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hopefully soon. We'll see what happens.
I got to make my way down to Austin.
Oh, you got to do that first. I
make my way down to Austin for real.
So you can see, Mr. Nick.
Mr. Butterscotch,
coming in like 2 weeks. He'll be on here. Mr. Butterscotch.
Yeah. Is he is he finally moving?
Yeah, he's got 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow.
You're Van Toski relocating the empire to Austin.
Oh, yes, man. Yes.
That'd be cool.
It's gonna be taken over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Rochester taking over, baby.
That's right.
Insane.
Oh,
bring in the 585 to the 512.
Oh yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Never change your number.
No, man.
Well, we had to change it, man. We used to be 716. Fucking Buffalo.
Ooh. No. I never changed my number. Mine's always 585.
716.
It was back in the day, man. I remember that. I'm older than you two, but yeah
so old.
Yep. Yeah. Old man, old
ass. Yeah,
man.
Monroe County is the only one with a 585, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Everything else is like 716 or 315. Yeah, you don't want to answer those 315 numbers.
Yeah,
I'm holding on to that for life, man.
Yeah, you don't want to be a 315er, trust me.
This is we're getting some real inside
baseball here. We might have to wrap it up. I just agreed to that. I was like, yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. That's our show, guys.
Yeah, man.
But,
dude, thanks for coming on and talking about
yeah, no problem, man.
With
no
us
problem.
About this, Jesus.
Hopefully, I'm an inspiration to everybody. And, like, sheesh, you never know. You never know where you'll be in a year. Sheesh,
yeah.
I could be.
Oh, like, for real, though. Year, yeah.
Like, barely making it. And now, yeah, next thing you know, I'm. Year, hey man, we need you in Ibiza.
That's what? Right. Yeah, next thing we know, we're gonna be coming. We're doing a live podcast with you in Ibiza.
Yeah,
from your store, from the brick and mortar hot music store.
Yeah, hot they're music. Like, man, you got the brick and mortar. Like, yeah, man, I got brick and mortars. I got the flag ladies, you know, that walk the beach. Like,
yeah,
yeah, man, fucking insane out there, bro. Oh my god. Yeah, man.
One of these days.
People want to find you. They find you on Instagram at Delano Music. That's DelanoMuzik, right?
Yeah.
Where do they find? You got links to your mixes and stuff on there?
Yep. I have links to my mixes there, and everything for all my mixes are on Mixcloud. Same Delano Music.
Okay.
Mixcloud.
My YouTube page that I'm gonna start building on, same Delano Music. Facebook, sweet. Delano Music, everything's Delano Music. Easy.
All right. Yeah. Dude, we got a playlist that we have for the network that we ask guests to add to. So make sure I'll send you a link to that after this. Make sure you pop a few songs on there, some stuff
for sure.
You enjoy for the people.
A full mix on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell. You want to? Sure. We'll put a feature of Delano hot music playlist.
Hell yeah, man.
Howdy. Hell yeah. All right. Remember, people, don't forget to do the rate, the review, the subscribe. Help us keep those numbers growing. Find us on Instagram at Schemes Come True Network. And if you like what we're doing, you want to help us keep the lights on, you want to keep Corey in donuts and Zoid models. And
I've been eating the donuts. I haven't eaten donuts in a while. I'm recovered.
Shit. Okay, but you're recovered. Well, you want to keep Corey in Zoid models.
Now I'm doing Zoids.
Jesus.
He's got that Zoid rage, people. Please support
Zoid.
Us. You don't know what it's like when we turn the mics off.
No.
But no, check us out on Patreon. That's patreon.com/schemescometrue. We got a variety of random stuff over there for you guys to check out. Episodes of bonus bullshit, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff. So make sure to hit that up. And as always, thank you to our supporting patrons, Peter B., Sean J., the lovely Seymour Butts.
Woo.
Boots. Garden Creative, and
come on, Bertie.
The Young Gun himself.
Young G. Come on, I almost did it. Young Gun.
I was hoping by me saying it correctly, it would fuck you up and you would say it incorrectly.
Yeah, I almost did too, and I stopped myself. The reflexes getting, faster, my friend. So. All right.
We'll see you next week, people. Thanks again, Delano. This was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
All right, later.